fidèle jusque dans la mort. Faithful until death.
Abathembekile kuze kube sekufeni.
Toujours sans peur aux heures graves. Always fearless in critical times.
Angesabi noma ngabe izikhathi zinzima zinokuxekwa.
Oui, donne-nous la foi des forts. Yes, Lord, give us the face of those strong men.
Yebo Nkosi, siphe ukholwa kwalabo kwalawo madoda kaNkulunkulu anamandla.
So it's with those words I'd like to welcome you all this morning.
Ngalawo mazwi ngithanda ukunamukela nonke ekuseni nje.
For Papa's last earthly service.
Ngalesi sikhathi sokugcina sika baba sokusebenza kwakhe emhlabeni.
Welcome to all of you who are here present in the auditorium.
Siyanemukela nonke enikhona la kwi auditorium.
Welcome to those who are following by live stream, by radio.
Samukele futhi nabo bonke abasithola ngamagaga somoya nabasithola ngumsakazo.
Welcome to those who are physically not here, but who are following from France, and especially our eldest sister Karin and her family.
Nalabo abangakwazanga ukufika la ngokomzimba besilandela besilaleli bekude kakhulu kudade wabo omdala uKaren.
And we also want to welcome those who try to come.
Sithanda futhi ukwamukela nabo bonke abazamile ngamandla bonke ukuba bafike.
But the Lord ordained to have rain and floods in the desert this week.
Kodwa ke inkosi ibasizile ukuba umuntu adlule ogwadule nasezikhathini zeimvula.
And so some of them had to stay behind in France because they couldn't fly.
Abanye kudinga ukuthi bavele bahlale khona eFrance ngoba bakwazanga umndizi.
Now to open this service, I'd like to ask an old friend, a long time companion of Papa.
Ukuvula ke ngomthandazo sizocela umhlobo kaBaba omdala ohambe naye isikhathi eside.
Someone who's been with our family for many years.
Obeseduze nomndeni wethu iminyaka ngeminyaka.
Who supported us, who prayed for us.
Osisekelile wasikhulekela futhi.
May I ask Baba Dube to come forward, pray to open this service.
Sizocela ubaba unzwakele ukuba eze phambili asivulele ngomthandazo.
And also to say what is on his heart.
Asho futhi lokho kusenhlizweni yakhe.
Ngiyabonga ukuthola leli thuba.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Libingelele nonke enkhona baqhamuke emagantsheni ngokuhlukana kanye nomndeni ohanjele njengoba nathi kubuhlungu kuqaqamba enhlizweni zethu.
I'd like to welcome all of you that have come from the various branches, also the family that is bereaved, and we ourselves feel that bereavement together with them with the trembling of our bones.
Ubaba lo uNkulufeni ngimazi mina ngo 1990.
I've known our father uNkulufeni from 1990.
Sasiwelile sikhona lephesheya eFrance sambe nabanye mfunstekini ekhona saba nayisikhathi eside.
We went with a team with Reverend Stegen and other co-workers. We were there in France and we spent quite a long time with him.
Asisithola ukuthi la eFrance kudliwa ka 4 ngosuku.
And we found out in France you have 4 meals in a day.
Kodwa sisize uNkulunkulu safunda nathi ukuthi sidle ka 4 futhi sasidla ukudla okumnandi.
But we learned how to adapt to the customs there and we really enjoyed the food.
Awu mama wa umyeni unkosikazi wakhe wasiphatha kahle kakhulu sikhona.
And Mrs. Jegler, Mama Jegler, she really also treated us, Tante Christine, so well.
Sayizwela sisekhaya.
And we really felt at home.
Kodwa ke ubaba lo uNkulufeni wathi ayi ngicela ungifundisise isiZulu.
And then Uncle Fanny said, I want you to teach me Zulu.
Ngathi nami ngicela ungifundise isiFrench.
And then I said, yes, I also want to learn French.
Ayi ngathi ngithi ngicela ukubuza ke mangithi good morning kuthiwani.
And I said, what do you say? How do you say good morning in French?
Wathi kuthiwa nje bonjour.
I said, you say bonjour.
Hawu ngakubamba kuze kube namhlanje.
And I learned it until today.
Mase ngafunda futhi ukuthi uma ubuza impilo ukuthi how are you? Athola ukuthi khoma sava.
And then I found out if you want to ask how are you, then you say it like that.
Ngokuthi uma ubonga futhi merci beaucoup.
Khoma sava and also merci beaucoup if you say thank you.
Ayi ngakubamba ngoba ngase ngithi ngifuna ukuza ukuthi kuthiwani uma kuthiwa ulale kahle.
And then I wanted to know, how do you say sleep well? Good night.
Oh, sorry,
how did you sleep? Did you sleep well?
Trying to be a dormi.
And then something like be a dormi.
I ngakubamba konke lokho kuze kube namhlanje.
And I caught hold of that until today.
I sasitholana futhi ukuthi hayi uyawuthanda upelepele.
And then we discovered that he really liked chilies.
Kushukuthi ke ngalokhu ke njalo egayelwa wona uthunyelwe njalo phesheya kumnandi.
And so we always made sure that people would grind up some chilies for him and send it overseas.
Yoba nimbona nje hleka benjengabe lokhu njalo enomusa njalo nje.
As you see him on the picture smiling, friendly, that is how we knew him. How he was all the time.
Nelord ilanga umbona eshintshile ngenkathi noma efikela simbona enjalo.
He never changed. That's how he was consistently, and even when he came here, that's how we knew him.
Kwenzeka ngolunye usuku wathi bamfundisa kiwe le kwayosteni wahlanganisa amagantsha wayesethi akathatha inkonzo.
And then one day Reverend Stegan said that we'll have a combined service there at the Houston's, and Uncle Fanny had to take the service.
Wathi bamfundisi wena ke uzohola ibandla kuqule eshokini.
And then Reverend Segan said to Baba Dube, you're going to lead the congregation in song.
Afunda ngalelo langa ukucula phambi kwebandla wathi umfundisi njengamanje cula kuhola ibandla.
That's the day when I learned how to lead congregational singing, because he said, that's what you're going to do.
Sabusiseka ngenye indlela esithathele inkonzo.
And we were really blessed through his services.
Kusho ukuthi noma kwenzeka futhi efika la besibusiseka kakhulu.
And whenever you would come, we would be richly blessed.
Ngibonga kakhulu ukuthi iqhawe leli ebelilokhu lihamba nobaba umfundisi yonke leminyaka wama.
And I want to thank God that this hero of the faith, who went on many missionary trips or services with Reverend Stegan, that he stood firm right till the end.
No me vung vung ikamga ngapa nangapa go to beloke eibon in zela eloke e naum fundisiku kogong.
And even though there were storms that buffeted him, but he never lost that track and that vision and stayed with Reverend Stegan till the end.
Eloku njalo elungisa impilo yakhe, qhubeka nokulungisa impilo yakhe.
And he would always be somebody who walked in the light and made his life right.
Jobanbona lapho kuthiwa prepared to meet your God.
As you see this verse, prepared to meet your God.
Kusho ukuthi ke ngalokho thina usifaka ugqozi namandla ukuthi siqhubeke sihambe lendlela.
And that encourages us to also hold firm and continue on the way.
Sathola amandla nathi ukumseka umfundisi Stegan.
And we also receive strength to support Reverend Stegan.
Kwangathi ke nani mndeni ningahamba enyathelweni zabo abashile nani bandla hambani futhi enyathelweni zabo.
And to the family members and to the rest of the congregation, I want to encourage you to follow in their footsteps and the course that they have set, those who have gone before.
Khohlwani laba abahambe bekhuluma izinto engekho, asilandele inkosi.
Forget about those who speak about things that don't exist. Let's follow the Lord.
Ungazi ukuthi bona babeshiyelana lelivangeli sebebuye bekhuluma izinto ezingekho zokuphupha nje.
Because you don't know what the causes were that caused them to forsake the way of the gospel that have been brought to us, and then they speak about things that are non-existent, that it's just like dreams.
Abayi kwamanye amahlelo behambe beyala, kodwa basishiyela bakhuluma izinto ezingekho nje bephupha nje.
They don't go to other congregations. They leave us here and then they go and speak about things that are absolutely fabrications.
Siyabonga kumama bemsekela nomndeni bomsekela walokho eqhubekile bazifike lapha inkosi imthatha khona.
We want to say thank you to Tante Christine and the rest of the family. Mama, the way that you supported Uncle Fairley and the rest of the family till the end.
Sikhala kanye nani mndeni. Ukuhamba kwakhe ubaba sosala sinesikhala nani nosala ninesikhala ngokuhamba kwakhe.
And so we weep with you and we grieve with you because he's leaving behind a gap in your family and in our midst.
Asithanda se.
Shall we pray?
Nkulunkulu, indlela zakho ayifani nezethu nemicabango yethu ayifani yethu.
Oh God, your ways are not our ways and our thoughts are not your thoughts.
Ubonile Nkosi wayithuba ingilosi yakho wamlanda. Ngalokho Nkosi banosibusiso Jeremy nomndeni ukuthi bebegcina ubaba basala nesibusiso uNkulunkulu babusise.
Lord, you have seen it fit to send your angel to come and fetch your child and call him home, and you've left the family, Jeremy and the others, with a blessing. And Lord, in all that is going to be done, we pray that you would be with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Manje ngikhohlwa kodwa nje.
Now I just forgot one thing.
Wangishayela uJeremy uthi hayi odokotela bathi hayi impilo kababa iyehle shona phansi.
Jeremy called me, phoned me and said, the doctors are saying that my father's health is declining.
Wathi thandaza.
And he said, please pray.
Hayi ungathi cha ngizofika ngizokhuleka. Ngathi ngizofika lapha ekhaleni.
And I said, I'll come to your home and pray.
Uma ngifika ngabona ukuthi hayi indoda iyahamba manje.
And when I got there, I saw he's on the verge of going.
Ngabona manje indlela ukuthi hayi inkosi yamthatha manje.
And it looked to me the Lord was just about to take him.
Uma ngifika lapha unomndeni waka Houston ukhona lapha nomalume.
And the Houston family and others were there as well.
Ngathi cha njengamanje mfowethu uma uJesu selethe isandla sibambe ungasidideli.
And I said, brother, if the Lord is reaching forth his hand to you now, take hold of it, don't let go of it.
Ngasheshe ngaphuma khona.
And I quickly left.
Ngabona ubuso obushintsha ngathi nangishintsha eba lesi simo cwebezela ngabona inkazimulo engakaze ngibone umuntu mesehamba.
And I saw the expression on his face changing, and there was a glory on a face that I had never seen before of somebody passing away. And I said, let me leave. Because I said, if the Lord reaches forth his hand to you, brother, take hold of it. And I saw that glorious expression on his face, and I said, he's going now.
Aw, thathanga ntsuke imbili ngathola ucingo Nkosi simthathile.
And it wasn't 2 days I received a call that the Lord had taken him.
When you hear such words, isn't it wonderful to have such fathers?
Akumangalazi ukuba sinobe no baba abanje.
People who have been around us, supporting us in those last months.
Abantu bebefika bebe kanye nathi bezosisekela einyangeni zokugcina.
Tell me, what's wrong with that?
Khona kubi kuloko.
Now we'll ask the mass choir to come and sing for us.
Sesocela ke ikhwaya elikhulu ukuba lize lisiculele.
Thank you.
spoken here in our country. This is, Christian, take the seed of the word and spread it. Disciples, take the seed, which is the word of God, and spread it. Four, nations oppose it. There are individuals who oppose it, and above all, Satan is opposing it. He is against it. So be vigilant in spreading the seed of the word of God.
I think that song was appropriate to define Papa's life.
Leli culo, ngicabanguthi libe ungqo impela ekuchazeni impilo kaba.
Thank you for the translation.
Sibonga kakhulu nangokuhunyushwa kwalo.
Because sowing the seed of the gospel was his lifelong goal.
Ngoba ukuhlwanyelwa kwembewu yevangeli bekuyimpilo yakhe ubaba.
He would sow the seed wherever, whatever the circumstances.
Ubeyihlwanyela imbewu noma kuphi noma ngabe isimo sinjani.
A few days ago we listened to an old tape from him.
Einsukwini ezimbalo ezedlule besilalele kwi-tape noma kwikhasethe intshumayelo yakhe enye intshumayelo zakhe eyindala.
And he was telling how in his young age he would get ready in front of bars.
Esitshela ukuthi esemusha ubenze njani ame noma ngabe izimo zingavumi.
And in all those days you had those jukebox, you know, all those old discs that would change the music.
Sikhathini esedluleke sasinalezi yazinto amabhokisi laya mhlambe abanye bazozwangcono uma ngithi gramophone. Wawufaka umculo lijike iplate ubulishintshe iplate ufake linye ulalele lokho ufuna ukulalela kakhulu umculo.
So they knew, okay, between two discs while they're changing we have 15 seconds to come in and preach the gospel.
Ubazi ukuthi emzuzwana nje embalwa ngesikhathi lidlala iculo maliphela nje sekufanele angene ashumayele ivangeni.
So they would storm in the bar, start preaching, and it wouldn't last 30 seconds, the people would chase them out.
Afike mhlambe ebhala lapho ashumayele abantu bamxosha.
So that just shows he was sowing the seed even though it wasn't on maybe fertile soil, but who knows, maybe some people received it.
Wayehlwanyela imbewu engaqondi noma ngabe kuyimbe kuyumhlabathi ovundile lapha ahlwanyela khona kodwa kumbe khona owayeyamukela leyo mbewu iqhume.
I'll ask my older brother to come and say something.
Sacela ke umfowabo omdala ukuba eze kube khona naye akushoyo.
Good morning, everybody.
Ngiyanibingelela nonke.
As the eldest son to my father, I would like to honor him today for what he has been to me and to us.
Njengenkosana ke kubaba ngifisa ukuthi ngimhloniphe ngalokho abe yikhona kimina nalokho abe yikhona kithina.
There is a saying that you can bring a horse to the water, but you cannot force it to drink.
Kukhona kisisho esaziyo esithi ungalithatha ihashu lisemanzini kuba liphuze kodwa mali ngawafuni ngeke lize liwaphuze.
And to take time here to say what was precious is very difficult.
Ukukusho ngikulande ngichaze konke lokho bekuyigugu ngobaba ngeke kwenele.
So I will keep it short to give you from we as a children what was the most precious.
Ngizokufinyeza nje ngisho ngilanda ukuthi lokho kithina njengabantwana bakhe ngithathe nje lokho obekuyigugu kunakho konke.
And this is it. My father brought us to the waters.
Ubaba wethu wasiyisa emanzini.
Now it was not satisfy to bring us the water.
Akazange eneliswe ukuthi siyisile nje manzini.
He was not satisfied even to give us spiritual water in a golden vessel.
Akeneliswanga na ukuthi usinikile amanzi okomoya esitheni segolide.
But he was aiming which in one of us and each one of those he preached to.
Kodwa wayehlose ngithina sonke nakulabo abanye ayebashumayeza.
To bring us to the spring of clear waters.
Wayehlose ukuthi asiyise emthonjeni wamanzi acwebileyo.
This spring, this rock is Christ.
Lomthombo ke noma leli dwaya la linguKristu.
The New Testament tells us that this rock of Horeb in the desert, this is Christ.
IBhayibheli liyasitshela ukuthi lomthombo noma leli dwala lase Horeb linguKristu.
As you may know, recently in the early 90s,
njengoba wazi ukuthi nje maduze noma ngeminyaka yawo 1990,
the rock of Horeb, which is spoken about in Exodus 17 verse 6, was discovered indeed.
Leli dwala elingu Jesu idwala lase Horeb lafumaniseka ngezo 1990 ngempela.
It was found in the desert of now modern Saudi Arabia.
Litholakele lengaseningizimu ye Arabia.
Near a mountain called Jebel Alos.
Eduze kwentaba leyo aseyibizile.
And it's massive.
Idwala inkuzimala ngempela yedwala.
It's called the split rock of Horeb.
Libizwa ngokuthi split rock e Horeb.
It's about 50 feet or 15 meters high.
Lilinganiselwa emamitheni angamashumi amahlanu ukuphakama kwalo.
And from there water gushed and flowed down the valley.
Kulelo dwala amanzi ayaphuphuma ehla gobhozele phansi esigodini.
Where easily 2 million people could drink from the lakes coming from this spring.
Lapho ke abantu abaningi bayakwazi ukuthi baphuze lamanzi emachibini ahlukahlukene kodwa iqhamuka kuwo lo yamthombo.
My father was not flawless.
Flawless.
Flawless, without error.
Oh, ubaba akusikho ukuthi ube ngumuntu ongenali iphutha.
But he was wholehearted.
Kodwa wayeyenza into ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke.
And he strived that each and every one of us would find the rock and the spring.
Eshikashikekela khona lokho kuba lo nalowo wethu awathole lamanzi, awuthole lo mthombo.
He didn't bring people to himself.
Akazanga bamemele kuye nje abantu.
He brought people to Christ that they would find drink and plenty.
Kodwa kunalokho bebemamela kuKristu ukuba bafumane lamanzi achichimayo.
This is the first gem I wanted to give to you.
Ilokho okokuqala bengifisa ukuthi ngikusho kunini.
The source of life is Christ, not ourselves.
Umthombo ke wokuphila unguKristu hayi thina.
And that was the life of my father.
Bekuyimpilo kababa ke.
And I honor him for him for that.
Ngiyamhlonipha ngalokho.
And the second thing is
okwesibili,
even the water in a golden bowl from yesterday.
Noma ke amanzi esesitshenise golide amanzi ayizolo.
The manna in the desert from yesterday.
Imana ogwadule izolo.
When bad.
Yonakala.
We have to keep the water flowing.
Siyadinga ukuthi siwagcine amanzi ephuphuma.
Every day.
Usuku nosuku.
Every day fresh.
Emahle ephuzeka njalo.
Every day new.
Emasha njalo.
At the spring.
Emthonjeni.
This is my hot belonging, my cry for myself.
kuyilokho ukulangazelela kwami.
My most precious wish for me and for others, for us all.
Okuyisifiso sami, ngifisela nathi sonke.
That like my father would bring many to Christ.
Njengobaba obeholela abaningi kuKristu.
From them to drink from the living water.
Ebayayisa emanzini aphilayo.
Every day new, afresh.
Usuku nosuku lamanzi emtoti emasha.
May the Lord bless you all.
Kwangathi inkosi nganibusisa nonke.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Siyabonga ku Jonathan.
May I ask our sister to come forward. After that, we'll sing a song.
Sizocela kudade wethu eze phambili emva kwalokho sesocula iculo.
Bonjour à chacun.
Good morning to everyone.
Yan bingalela nonke.
Pour papa, c'est un jour glorieux.
For papa, this is a glorious day.
Ngobaba lolulu usuku olukhulu.
Il voit enfin celui en qui il a cru toute sa vie.
He is now face to face, meeting the one who he in whom he believed all his life.
Manje ke usebonana ubuso nobuso nalowo abemkholwa empilweni yakhe.
Nous sommes réunis aujourd'hui pour la sépulture de papa ici sur le continent africain et ce n'est pas un hasard.
We are gathered here today for the funeral service of papa on the African continent.
Sihlangene lapha namhlanje busuku lokufihlwa kukababa la ezwenikazi laseAfrika.
And that's not a coincidence.
Akuloni iphutha lokho ukuthi kwenzeke ngale ndlela.
Quand papa était petit, ses parents avaient l'habitude d'inviter des missionnaires dans leur maison.
When papa was small, a child, his parents would invite regularly missionaries to come in their home and share with them.
Ngesikhathi ke ubaba eseyingane, abazali bakhe bebejwayele ukuthi bameme abashumayeli bevangeli befike ekhaya beshumayele ivangeli kubona.
Un jour, ils ont invité un missionnaire qui travaillait en Afrique du Sud.
And one day they invited a missionary who was doing missionary work in South Africa.
Ngolunye isuku bamema omunye umqhubi wevangeli wafika owayekade eshumayela ivangeli eAfrica.
Papa avait peut-être 10 ans, mais il a fait cette prière à Dieu: quand je serai grand, je serai missionnaire.
And on that day, Papa was about 10 years old. He said, Lord, when I grow up, I want to be a missionary.
Ngaleso sikhathi ke ubaba wayeneminyaka eyishumi, wayesekhuleka ethi Nkosi, uma sengikhulile ngolunye usuku ngiyathanda ukuba yimissionary, ngibe umuntu oqhuba ivangeli.
Par la grâce de Dieu, papa était missionnaire.
And through the grace of God, papa became a missionary.
Ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ubaba waba yimissionary, waba isithunywa sevangeli.
Et aujourd'hui, il est enseveli sur cette terre de mission.
And today, he will be buried on this missionary land or place.
Namhlanje ke uzofihlwa la kwilendawo yemission.
Chez vous, chers frères et sœurs Zulu.
By you, dear brothers, dear Zulu brothers and sisters.
Nginina bafowethu abakhuluma isiZulu.
Et c'est un grand honneur pour nous.
And it's a great honor for us.
Kuyihlonipheka obukhulu kithina.
La boucle est bouclée.
In French we say the circle is full.
Ngesi French ke bathi ke isiyinge lezi lesi sesigcwele.
Cette terre de réveil et son message, papa les a toujours chéris dès qu'il les a rencontrés en 81.
This missionary work and this message, he has always cherished it since he met with this mission.
Lombiko ube uqhuba ecobelela nabanye njalo selokhu nje ahlangana nalomsebenzi wokusiza abantu.
J'ai trouvé une cassette où quand il est revenu la première fois d'ici en 81.
I found a tape, an old tape from a message he gave back in France after he came the first time here on the mission in 81.
Ngithole i-tape enentshumayelo yakhe yokuqala ayishumayela emva kokuba kade buya la kwesizabantu ngo-1981.
Il avait trouvé ce qu'il cherchait. Il le partagea avec beaucoup d'enthousiasme.
He found what he was seeking and he was sharing it with a lot of passion.
Esekufumene lokho ayekulangazelele ekufuna iminyaka, wayesesicobelela ecobelela nabanye ke ngokushisekela okukhulu.
Il avait aussi entrevu à l'époque que notre raison et notre manière de penser rationnelle seraient un obstacle pour accueillir ce message.
He had also foreseen and understood that our reasoning, our intellect could be a hinder for the Lord to work.
Futhi wake sekubone ngaphambili ukuthi izingqondo zethu zingaba isithiyo ekusebenzeni kaNkulunkulu.
Papa était un homme de conviction.
Papa was a man of convictions.
O baba ke ube ngumuntu okwazi ukufinyelela enhlizweni yomuntu.
Il prêchait la parole comme si c'était la dernière fois.
And he was preaching when every time like if it was the last time.
Njalo umeshumayela ubeshumayela kube ngathi uyagcina.
Papa était un vrai berger.
And he was also a real shepherd.
Futhi ube ngumelusi wangempela.
Combien de fois n'avons-nous pas fait des petits détours de 100 km pour aller rendre visite à des brebis isolées?
How often didn't we go around and had a little detour of 100 km just to go and visit a lost sheep or isolated sheep?
Kaningi kangakanani uthola ukuthi echezuka endleleni yakhe ahamba afune imvu elahlekileyo ukuba ibuyisele esibayeni.
Dieu a utilisé papa dans la force de l'âge et il l'a utilisé dans la faiblesse et la maladie.
God used papa while he was in the strength of the life, but he also used him while he was in his weakness.
UNkulunkulu umsebenzisile ubaba esenamandla akhe emzimbeni, wamsebenzisa futhi nalapha umzimba usubuthakathaka.
Dieu a utilisé la vie de papa. Et j'ai cette confiance en Dieu qu'il utilisera sa mort au-delà de ce que nous pouvons prier.
And God used Papa's life beyond what we could think of, and I'm sure that God will use his death in a manner we can't imagine.
UNkulunkulu uyisebenzisile impilo kababa ngaphezu kokucabanga kwethu. Ngiyakholwa futhi ukuthi ukuhamba kwakhe emhlabeni uzokusebenzisa uNkulunkulu ngaphezu kwalokho esingacabanga.
En famille, nous voulons chanter un chant qui nous a bercé
together
notre enfance.
Together as a family, we want to sing a song that was cherished as we were young.
Sindawonye njengomndeni sizocula icule besilicula njalo sisebancane.
Quand la tempête vient assombrir ton ciel, ne baisse pas la tête. Compte les bienfaits de Dieu.
When the storm comes and darkens the sky, raise your head and count your blessings.
Lapho isivunguvungu sifika simboza isibhakabhaka sigciba ukukhanya, wena beka phezulu ubale izibusiso.
Dernier mot pour maman.
And last word for mama.
Merci maman pour ta foi et ta persévérance.
Amazwi okugcina kumama.
Thank you mama for your perseverance and for your faith.
Siyabonga kakhulu mama ngokuphikelela kwakho nangokukholwa kwakho.
Tu es petite en taille mais tu n'es pas petite du tout.
You are maybe short in size but you're not short in stature.
Kodwa ke ngoko kwakhiwa komzimba ungaba mfushane kodwa akumfushane ekukholweni kwakho.
Comme quand de la tempête vient assombrir ton ciel bleu, au lieu de baisser la tête, compte les bienfaits de Dieu, compte les bienfaits de Dieu. Combien le nom en est.
grandchildren to come and share something. Papa and Mama have 17 grandchildren. And Estelle is the oldest. And before she speaks, I want to thank her. She's been by the side of Papa and Mama for the last 6 months. Day and night. And I want to thank her. May the Lord give her a special blessing like we just sang.
Mon cœur déborde de reconnaissance.
My heart overflows with gratitude.
Pour les 6 derniers mois que nous avons passés auprès de Papy.
For the last 6 months we spent with Papy.
L'année dernière, j'avais mes grands-parents à cœur et priais pour pouvoir prendre soin d'eux.
Last year, I had my grandparents on my heart. And I pray to be able to take care of them.
Dieu a utilisé une situation de visa non accordée pour répondre à cette prière.
And God used an unapproved visa situation to answer this prayer.
UNkulunkulu wangisiza wangakwazi ukuthola isimo sevisa sahleleka kahle ukuba ngikwazi ukufeza lokho kusenhlizweni yami.
En septembre 2023, Tonton avait réservé ses billets pour revenir ici avec sa famille pour l'enterrement d'Oncle Erlo.
Last September, my uncle had booked his tickets to come back with his family for Uncle Erlo's funeral.
Ngonyaka odlule umalume wami wabhuka itikiti ukuba eze nomndeni wakhe beze emfihlweni kaba kumfundisi.
Papi lui a demandé le visage réjoui. Et nous?
And then Papi asked him with a joyful face, "What about us?"
Umkhuluke wayesengcela ngobuso obuthokozayo. Wathi, "Thina sosalela."
C'est ainsi que Papi et Mamie sont venus et que nous avons eu le privilège en famille de prendre soin d'eux.
And that's how Papa and Mama, or Papi and Mami, came, and we had the privilege to take care of them as a family.
Ugogo nomkhuluke beza la ngaleyo ndlela saba nenhlanhla ke yokuthi sibe seduze sibanakekele.
Les deux premières semaines, nous avons passé de bons moments en famille avec lui.
During the first 2 weeks, we had good times with Papi and the family.
Amasonto amabili okuqala saba nezikhathi ezinhle kakhulu naye umkhulu nomndeni.
Mais le 21 octobre, les événements se sont précipités.
But then on October 21st, things escalated.
Papi a eu un AVC massif, entraînant une hospitalisation en soins intensifs pendant plus de 3 semaines.
Papi had then a massive stroke.
Umkhuluke washaya stroke.
And then he had to go to hospital for more than 3 weeks in intensive care.
Quand il est rentré, il était faible.
And when he came back home, he was weak.
Malgré la faiblesse, il est toujours resté persévérant et volontaire.
But despite the weakness, he persevered and kept the strong will.
Kodwa noma ebuthake njalo waqhubeka waphikelela waqina.
Même si dans les dernières semaines, il ne pouvait plus que cligner des yeux pour dire oui.
Even in the last weeks, he could only blink his eyes to say yes.
Ngoba ngisho nase masontweni akhe okugcina ube sakwazi ukuthi acwayize ekhombisa ukuthi uyavuka.
Dieu a utilisé cette situation pour me sanctifier.
But God used this situation to sanctify me.
UNkulunkulu wasisebenzisa ke leso simo ukuba acwengisise mina.
J'ai appris ce que signifiait que d'honorer ses grands-parents.
I also learned what it means to honor your grandparents.
Ngafunda futhi ukuthi kuyini ukuhlonipha nokubakhonza abazali bakho noma umkhulu nogogo wakho.
C'est difficile de parler de papi sans parler de mamie.
It's hard to talk about papi without talking about mommy.
Kunzima ukuthi ngingakhuluma ngomkhulu ngishiye ugogo eceleni.
Merci mamie pour ton exemple et la façon dont tu as toujours honoré et servi papi.
Thank you mamie for your example and how you always honored and served papi.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngesibonelo sakho gogo wami ukuthi njalo ubumsekela umkhonza umkhulu.
Il y a quatre leçons que j'ai apprises ces derniers mois.
There are four lessons I've learned over the last months.
Kukhona izifundo ezine engiyifundile kulezi nyanga zokugcina ezine.
Papi m'a appris à rester au pied de Jésus, quelles que soient les circonstances.
Papi taught me in those last months.
Umkhulu ungifundisile kulezi nyanga zakhe zokugcina.
To stay at the feet of Jesus, whatever the circumstances are.
Ukuba ngihlale ezinyaweni zika Jesu, noma ngabe isimo sibizani.
Parfois j'avançais tête baissée dans tout ce que j'avais à faire.
Sometimes I would be charging ahead with everything I had to do.
Charging ahead.
Yeah, pushing.
Oh, kwesinye isikhathi bengidinga ukufuzula impela makukhona ukuthi ngikwenze.
Mais papi me tenait la main ou m'attrapait la main et ne la lâchait plus.
But then papi would grab my hand and wouldn't let go.
Umkhulu asibambe isandla sami angafuni kusidedela.
Et il me regardait longuement.
And then he would look at me for a long time.
Angibheke isikhathi eside.
Quand je devenais plus calme, il me lâchait alors la main et mon attitude avait changé.
And when I calmed down, then he would release my hand, but my attitude had changed.
Bese esidedela isandla sami kodwa isimo sakhe singashintshi.
La deuxième, papi aimait la Bible.
Secondly, papi loved the Bible.
Okwesibili umkhulu ubelithanda iBhayibheli.
Je lui lisais quelques versets pour ne pas le fatiguer.
I would read him a few verses not to tire him out.
Ngimfundele amavese eBhayibhelini ambalwa ngaphandle kokuthi nginze into ende ezomkhathaza.
Papi, je continue? Il faisait oui de la tête.
Then I would ask, Papi, should I continue? And he would nod.
Ngimbuze ukuthi mkhulu, ngiqhubeke yini? Avume ngekhanda.
Et il continuait d'écouter la lecture de la parole.
And he would continue to listen to the word of God.
Aqhubeke lalele izwi likaNkulunkulu.
La troisième leçon, papi mettait sa vie en règle.
The third lesson I learned, papi would make his life right.
Isifundo sesithathu engisifundile, ubaba ubeyilungisa indaba yakhe noNkulunkulu, umkhulu.
Il avait pourtant toutes les excuses pour ne pas le faire.
Even though he had all excuses not to do so.
Noma ngabe ubengaba mhlambe nokuzithethelela ukuthize ukuba ngakwenzi lokho.
Il était alité, dépendant, handicapé.
He was bedridden, he was dependent, he was disabled.
Ubese umuntu wasembedeni nje engasakwazi kwenza lutho esencike kwabanye ukuba bamsize ngalokho anesidingo ngakho.
Un jour il s'est irrité, mais il a immédiatement pris mon bras pour me demander pardon.
One day he got irritated, but straight away he grabbed my arm and asked for forgiveness.
Ngolunye usuku kwathi hluthu enhlizweni yakhe, kodwa ngaso leso sikhathi wasibamba isandla sami wacela intethelelo waxolisa.
Ce que papi m'a enseigné, c'est qu'il n'y a pas d'excuse pour pécher.
What papi taught me that there are no excuses for sinning.
Ngamanye amazwi kwangifundisa lokho, kwangifundisa umkhulu ngalokho ukuthi akukho ukuzithethelela umuntu athi ngone ngoba kube ukuthi.
Il n'y a pas non plus d'excuses pour ne pas s'excuser.
And there are also no excuses for not asking for forgiveness.
Akukho futhi umuntu angazithethelela ngakho ukuba angacela uxolo.
La quatrième leçon que j'aimerais partager aujourd'hui.
The fourth lesson I want to share.
Isifundo ke sesine engifisa ukuncobelela sona.
Dans les derniers temps, papy regardait souvent au plafond, comme au-delà du plafond, et son visage rayonnait.
In the last weeks, he would sometimes look up at the ceiling, but he had a blick, an eyesight that we could see he's looking beyond the ceiling.
Emasontweni akho okugcina okuphila aphakamise amehlo akhe abuke phezulu kusilingi ubone ukuthi kukhona okunye okungale kukasilingi akubonayo.
Et son visage rayonnait.
And his face was glowing.
Ubuso bakhe bukhazimula.
Et cela m'a tellement encouragé, comme s'il me disait: Estelle, regarde en haut, pas les vagues, pas le vent, fixe tes yeux sur Jésus.
And that encouraged me so much, as if he was saying, Estelle, look up.
Lokho kwangikhuthaza kakhulu, kwaba ngathi uthi nje, Estelle, beka phezulu.
Not at the waves or the wind, just fix your eyes on Jesus.
Ungabhekisi amehlo akho ubuke amagagasi noma umoya, kodwa amehlo akho awabheke kuJesu.
Par la grâce de Dieu, je veux prendre le témoin qu'il nous a laissé.
By God's grace, I want to take up this relay baton he gave us.
Ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngiyathanda ukuyithatha le nduku asiphonseleyo.
J'aimerais hériter de son amour brûlant pour Dieu, pour son œuvre et pour le peuple Zulu.
I would like to inherit his burning love for God, for his work and the Zulu people.
Ngiyathanda ukuthi nami kube yifa lami lempilo yami lokho kumshisekela uNkulunkulu nokuthanda abantu bakwaZulu.
Comme on l'appelait affectueusement ici, le Zulu blanc.
Like he was nicknamed here, the white Zulu.
Njengoba ube negama aziwa ngalo le eEurope lokuthi umZulu omhlophe.
Merci.
Thank you.
Yabo.
Thank you, Estelle.
Siyabonga, Estelle.
May we now ask for those who can to stand, and we want to sing together a hymn, very well known.
So, cela nje ukuthi laba bakwazi ukusukuma, basukume sicule iculo esilaziyo kahle kakhulu.
We will sing each one. And try to sing in French if you feel comfortable, but we'll sing each in your own language or your preferred language.
Lolo French, so lulo ngas French. Kodwa nawe ungalula ngolimi lwakho ngoba iculo elikhona ezilimini eziningi.
we have heard, Papa was a missionary.
Njengoba sizwile ukuthi ubaba ube ngumfundisi sithunywa.
He preached the word of God for almost 60 years.
Beshumayela ivangeli iminyaka ecishe balelwa emashumi nayisithupha.
Even though the last years it was mute.
Nakubake kule minyaka yokugcina ube ngasakwazi ukuthi akhulume.
Someone said one day, preach the word sometimes with words. Preach the gospel sometimes with words.
Omunye ke washo ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi shumayela ivangeli ngamagama ngamazwi.
So I'd like now to ask one of our fathers who's gone a long way also with Papa.
Ngizocela ke njengamanje omnye obaba ohambe ibanga elide nobaba wethu.
We have photos of him accompanying in the four corners of the earth.
Sineithombe zakhe behamba ndawonye emagumbini omane omhlaba.
May I ask Bob Gubani, please?
Sizocela ke ubaba Ngubani.
Emndenini waka Jekla.
To the Jekla family.
Ibandla lonke.
The congregation.
Ngibonga leli thuba engilitholayo.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Ukubeka nokukhuluma okuncane komzalwane wethu nesisebenzi senkosi nesithunywa sevangeli.
Just to say a few words concerning the Lord's servant, the messenger of the Lord.
Njengoba senzwile ukuthi bebembiza ngokuthi uZulu omhlophe.
As you heard, his nickname in Europe was the White Zulu.
Besizwela sisekhaya sinaye.
We felt very much at home together with him.
Nokuqaphela mazulu akithi ukuthi laba bantu yibo laba balendoda baqhamuka kule ndoda lena okuthiwa yayilwa kakhulu eEurope umholo wabo. Baqhamuka phansi komholo wabo oyaziwa ngokulwa kakhulu Napoleon.
Of course, he is a descendant of the great warrior Napoleon.
Kuthiwa uNapoleon wayemfushane, indoda yemfushane kodwa inamandla.
To say Napoleon was short in stature but a powerful man.
Kwakuze masifunda ngaye esikolweni kuthiwe when Paris sneezes the whole Europe catches cold. Sengenele ku Napoleon.
Now there was a saying that we learnt about in school that when Paris sneezes the whole Europe catches a cold. And that shows the great influence that he had, Napoleon.
Ukungena kwevangeli kubantu abanjalo simanga sikaNkuluNkulu.
And it's the miracle of God when such people then receive the gospel.
Ndeni wakwa Jekla sibonga uNkuluNkulu ngobaba wenu.
To the Jekla family, we thank God for your father.
Umnikelo awenzayo emsebenzini wenkosi lapha kwaSizaba.
To the sacrifice he made to God's work here at Kwasizabantu Mission.
Wamsekela ubaba umfundisi ebunzimeni ebuhleni wama naye angikwazi ukuchaza besikuzwa indlela besisekela ngayo ubaba umfundisi.
He stood with Reverend Stegan through thick and thin, whatever happened. He stood to him.
Sibonga umama ongayigodlanga ongamgodlanga umyeni wakhe kodwa walokho elungele njalo ukuthi uma efika ekhaya uyapakisha isulkesi liyahamba evangeli ula nobamfundisi.
We also want to thank Tante Christine that she didn't hinder her husband but she was willing to let him go, to pack his suitcases for him whenever he had to go on a missionary trip or come to the mission.
Siyambongela ukuthi yena njengoba zwile ukuthi wanikela ukuphila kwakhe na 10 years wafisa ukuthi mangabe sekhulile ashumayele evangeli ukuba kwenzeke lokho futhi sibone nenzalo yakhe izingane zakhe nabazukulu bekukho lokho inhlanhla enkulu le.
And we thank God that he gave his life to him, committed his life to Christ at the age of 10, wanting to become a missionary, that he stayed true to that, he fulfilled his calling, and that even in the generations following him, they are serving the Lord, his children and grandchildren.
Ngenxa yakhe bekulula ukuphumana nabantu ama-French ngendlela yena abesenzela kube lula ngayo.
And through him opening the door for us and opening the way for us, it was easy to make contact and reach out to the French people through him.
Ungacima kanjani ufakazi bomuntu?
How can you quench the testimony of a person?
Ungenzani ucima lento umuntu akade eyona ukuphilela kwakhe inkosi?
How can you wipe out that which a person was living for God?
Ungakwenza kanjani ukuthi umuntu ngoba nakhe akasakhulumi sekungaba umuntu njobe kwalapha eceleni? Ungayenza kanjani lo nto emsebenzini ongakho umuntu awenze wenzela inkosi?
How can you just push a person aside, ignoring that person as if he's of no consequence, just because now he cannot speak, and you disregard all that which you did for the Lord?
Iqiniso lisobala. Ivangeli lifikile Africa, lifika ngabantu base Europe.
The truth is, the gospel came to Africa from Europe and through Europeans.
Sasi isizwe sasinga kondi ukuba sivakashelwe kwenzeka nje athi amangisi by coincidence ukuthi sithole lo Musa umkhumbi owuhamba uya kwesinye isizwe sasilikhuni kabi angazi noma adlula amaZulu noma kwakufana indlela ababelikhuni ngayo bona leso sizwe nathi thina amaZulu.
And you know, we can say humanly speaking it was by coincidence that it happened, because the ship was on its way to a different destination, but it wasn't allowed to go on to stop in that port, and eventually it came to us, to the Zulu nation, a very hard nation.
Kuthiwa baphumela ngaphandle komkhumbi bafuthe amacilongo abo basondela abantu langena ivangeli.
And they got off the ship, they had a brass band. They played the band, it drew the crowds, and they received the gospel.
Ngenxa yaleso zathu, ulana wena namhlanje, ngilana mina namhlanje.
And it was a missionary ship that went out, set out to bring the gospel, and through that, and as a result of that, you are here today, and I'm here today.
Ngaphezu kwalokho, sathola kwisimanga emvuselelweni uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nabantu kuyilona lo wethu uNkulunkulu ukhulume kanje uNkulunkulu ukhulume kanje uNkulunkulu wenze lokho enhlizweni yami.
And more than that, we received revival, and God working through revival power, and where people could testify, this is how God spoke to me, God used that person or worked in this way, and God revealed himself to me.
Sizwile sezwa ukuthi laba babethumela mabefundisa ubabeze leAfrica bezoshumayela ivangeli kukhona amagama abawakhulumayo ukuthi asithathe ivangeli silise Africa ngoba siyofika isikhathi laloshabala lakhona ivangeli bayosuka eAfrica beze lapha eEurope bezoshumayela ivangeli.
And we heard that those people, those missionaries of old who got onto that ship, they said, let's take the gospel to Africa. Because the day will come when the gospel will decline in Europe, and then those from Africa who have received the gospel will bring it back to Europe. Well, the gospel has come to Africa. And we received it. We embraced it.
Siyalithanda.
We love it.
Siyalishumayela.
We preach it.
Sivuleleni iminyango nase Europe.
Now open for us the way to Europe.
Cha msaluzivimba ngoba siminyama.
Don't stop us because we're black.
That nalethe ivangeli salamukela stedeleni silihambise.
We received the gospel which you brought to us. Now give us the freedom to bring the gospel back.
Lo Jesu esawumfundiswa umfundisi usteken. Sambamba samuzwa sambona nathi sifuna ukumshumayela nasemazweni akini nasiza ninqabelana ushunyezwa yithi ngenxa yebala hayi khona hayi khona.
Christ was portrayed to us through Reverend Stegan, bringing him to us, preaching him to us, and we loved him, we accepted him, we embraced him. Now allow us to preach him. And to preach him back to you, why should we stop just because of our color?
Hey, be simthanda Uncle Fanny.
Oh, we love Uncle Fanny.
Be simthanda ngenhliziyo yakhe ngevangeli.
We loved him for his attitude, his love for the gospel and for the Lord.
Bonakala ukuthi akukhona okusenzisa. Khona into anayo uNkulunkulu amphathise yona. Bekuzwakala noma ekhuluma noma eshumayela.
And you realize there was a treasure that the Lord had entrusted to him. There was something special that he had. He didn't try and put it on. He had a special gift from God. But let me say, here in Africa, there's a great need for the gospel. So, there's a lot of work to be done here as well. We don't want to be silent about such a great matter, such a great message of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you know that Zulus and meat, you can never part them. When he greets you, he would say, meet again.
Make sure
So if you have the opportunity to prepare a meal for Zulus, make sure there's meat.
Just by the way. Evangeli.
But the most important is the gospel. The gospel.
Ngiyanitshela nina abantu base Europe. Msalukusitshela ngevangeli bese nishintsha indlela manje.
And to you from Europe, let me say this. Don't bring us the gospel and then halfway you change the tune.
Evangeli lifika kithi. Abantu bakithi bebegqoka ikhumba bengakwazi ukugqoka lafika ivangeli saqala ukugqoka manje kwembathisa lemzimba.
The gospel came to us. We were savages. We were people dressed in our skins and we knew nothing, but through the gospel we changed. We got dressed in clothing and we became civilized.
Nenzani manje nini?
Now what are you now doing?
Nenzani manje.
What are you doing now?
Uyakushintsha lokho.
Are you changing that? Are you changing the gospel that you brought to us? Now you want to add some flavoring sugar and salt? No, we want the gospel pure as it is. We want the gospel pure and unsullied. Learning the fear of God.
And
so to Tante Christine, the rest of the family, the children, grandchildren, let us hold hands together and stand together, not just today, not just tomorrow, but right until the end.
Hans Kohler, Kamgale, Romania, Sjabula Rabutabela, go by Evangeline.
We're so thankful that Uncle Hans Kohler is here, an old friend and colleague and fellow warrior to Uncle Fanny. And those are the kind of men that we know that stand for the gospel. May the Lord be with you.
Thank you, Baba, for such words.
Siyabonga kakhulu kubaba ngamazwi anje.
Now we want to ask the choir to come forward, the KSB choir.
Sesocela ke choir kwasiza abantu ize phambili.
And then we'll leave over to the servant of the Lord to give the word.
Sesoshiyela kuyona inceku kaNkuluNkulu ukuba isiphe izwi.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you can. Holy Spirit, want to teach me more about His wondrous ways. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you can. Holy Spirit, want to teach more about His wondrous ways. If your way is weary and the night is dark and dreary, and never fear, He is near. Dark and dreary may be the way, I hear my Savior say, follow me, follow me. If your way is weary and the night is dark and dreary, and never fear, He is near. One step more, give me faith for one step more, one
grüße euch alle in diesem herrlichen, wunderbaren, kostbaren Namen Jesus Christus.
I greet you all in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Onkel Erlo sagte uns Mitarbeiter von Europa des Öfteren.
Reverend Staken would often tell us as the co-workers of Europe.
Die Welt braucht Männer, die stark sind, die bereit sind zu leiden und Lasten zu tragen und zur Wahrheit stehen.
The world needs men who are strong, who are willing to be persecuted and who can bring the truth to the world.
Umhlaba udinga amadoda aqinile azomela iqiniso akulungele ukuhlukunyezwa nokuhlushwa ngenxa yevangeli.
So ein Mann war mein lieber Freund Ferny.
And a man like this was my dear friend Uncle Ferny.
Indoda njengale ibe umngani wami omkhulu Uncle Ferny.
Ich stehe nicht hier, weil ich es wollte oder weil ich es mir wünschte.
I do not stand here because that is what I desired or what I wished for.
Ayikuthi ngimi la ngoba bengikufisa noma bengilangazelela.
Es ist mir kein kleines an der Kanzel zu stehen, wo Onkel Erlo so viele Jahre erwecklich gepredigt hat.
It is not something small for me to stand here on the pulpit that Reverend Staken stood for so many years and brought the gospel to us.
Akusinto encane kumina ukuma la kuleli pulpit ubamfundisi ama kulona iminyaka elethe ivangeli.
Ich stehe hier, weil Tante Christine es so gewünscht hat.
I stand here because it is the wish of Tante Christine.
Ngimi la ngokuba kube isifiso sika mama waka Jackie.
Nun, ich möchte zwei Punkte heute haben. Das erste, ich möchte etliches über diesen langen Weg, mit dem ich mit Onkel Ferny zusammen, ich sage ihm jetzt Ferny, zusammen gehen durfte.
There are two points that I want to mention. And the first one is about this long journey that I could walk together with Uncle Ferny.
Mabili nje amaphuzu engithanda ukwasho elokuqala ilele liqondana nohambo lode esilihambe ndawonye no-Uncle Ferny.
Und das zweite möchte ich ein Wort teilen, das mir Gott aufs Herz gelegt hat.
And secondly, there's a word that the Lord laid on my heart that I want to share with you.
Kwesibili khona izwi inkosi elibeke enhlizweni yami ngifisa ukunicobelela lona.
Wird ein bisschen länger sein, es sind drei Sprachen.
It will take a bit longer because we are translating to, or there are three languages from the front.
Aber weil Onkel Ferny fließend neben Französisch auch Deutsch und auch Englisch sprach,
and because Uncle Ferny was fluent in French, German and English,
manje ngenxa ukuthi Uncle Ferny ubekhuluma isiJalimani, isiNgisi nesiFrench kalula nje,
und weil er auch der weiße Zulu genannt wurde,
and because he was known as the white Zulu,
futhi ubaziwa njengoZulu omhlophe,
nun könnte diese drei Sprachen heute folgen.
So now we can follow all three languages.
Ingakho ke sinezilimi ezintathu.
Deutsch, English und Zulu.
German, English and Zulu.
IsiJalimani, isiNgisi nesiZulu.
Das eine Wort, das Onkel Ferny geprägt hat, war Israel. Bereite dich deinem Gott zu begegnen.
And a word that Uncle Ferny would proclaim is Israel, prepare yourself to meet your God.
Pambilini ubeka Shumayeli amemeze athi Israel lungiselela ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu.
So kannte ich Ferny und so kannte ich seine Predigt.
That is now how I knew Uncle Ferny and how he preached.
Er hat Frankreich wachgerüttelt.
He shook France.
Waibambi France, wainyakazisa.
Er hat Europa wachgerüttelt.
He shook and woke up Europe.
Wenn er gepredigt hat, dann wusstest du, bereite dich deinem Gott zu begegnen.
When he preached, you knew, prepare yourself to meet your God.
'86 war ich zum ersten Mal hier auf der Mission.
In 1986 was the first time I was here at the mission.
Nachdem Onkel Erlo mich in Fideris, wo ich damals Pfarrer war, besuchte.
And that was already after Reverend Stegen had visited me, where I was a preacher and Fiderist.
Lokho kwakusemva ukuba wamfundisi engivakashele le Fidelis la ngangimshumayile khona.
Und hier hörte ich von einem Franzosen, der das Evangelium der Erweckung gepackt hat.
And here I heard of this Frenchman who accepted and proclaimed this gospel, this revival gospel.
Und dann besuchte ich
1986 die Familie Jögle.
In 1986 I visited the Jögle family.
Ich und meine Familie.
Uncle Hans together with his family.
Ich hatte 4 Kinder, Ferne hatte 4 Kinder.
I had 4 children, Uncle Fanny had 4 children.
Bei mir im Haus war es manchmal, als hätte ich 40 Kinder. Bei ihm kam ich ins Haus, man hat kein Kind gehört.
In my house it was as if there were 40 children. You came in his home and it was as if you heard no child.
Und
Christine, etwas war mir damals schon kostbar und ist mir kostbar geblieben bis jetzt zum Schluss.
And Tante Christine, something was precious to me then and it is still precious to me till the end.
Umama kaJekle kukhona into ebiyigugu masifika sinivakashele namanje ibisekhona leyo.
Wie du damals schon zu deinem Mann gestanden bist, wie du mit ihm geredet hast, das kannte ich nicht.
The way in which you were one with your husband and the way that you spoke to your husband, it's something I didn't know.
Indlela ebenimunye ngayo nomyeni wakho nendlela obukhuluma ngayo naye into engangayazi mina.
Ich danke dir dafür.
And I thank you for that.
Ngiyakubonga futhi ngalokho.
Und auch den 4 Kinder, wie sie wir klein wart, meine waren nicht so.
And to the 4 children, when you were young, my children were not like that.
Lezi ingane zakhe ke ezine nise ingane ezami ingane zazingenje ezingane.
Sind aber auch so geworden.
But they became like that.
Kodwa zaguquka nazo zaba njalo.
Ja, das war mein erster Kontakt mit Fanny.
That was my first contact with Uncle Fanny.
Ngabona lokho ke ngiqala nje ukuhlangana naye Uncle Fanny.
1989 im Dezember ist der Kommunismus gefallen in Rumänien und ich fragte Onkel Erlo, ob er bereit wäre, auch in Rumänien zu predigen.
In December of 1989 Communism fell in Romania and I asked Reverend Stegen whether he would be willing to come and preach the gospel in Romania as well.
December 1989 ukhwamanisi bawa eRomania ngase ngimcela ubamfundisi ukuthi angakwazi ukuza azoshumayela ivangeli eRomania na.
Onkel Erlo sagte ja, Juni 90 will er kommen.
And he said yes, in June of 1990 he would like to come.
Wavumela phezulu wathi ngoJuni ngo-1990 uthanda ukutheza.
Ich hatte keine Erfahrung.
I had no experience.
Mina ngangazi lutho.
Ich kannte keine Christen in Rumänien. Ich war kein Christ, wie ich in Rumänien war.
I knew no Christians in Romania. When I was in Romania, I wasn't a Christian.
Manje bengazi umKristu eRumania ngoba ngesikhathi ngikhona nami ngangeyena umKristu.
Da sagte Ferne Hans, ich komm mit dir.
But Reverend Stegen said, Uncle Hans?
Ferny.
Oh, sorry, Uncle Ferny said, sorry. He said, I will go with you.
Uncle Fanny wayesethi kumina ngizohamba nawe.
Und im Mai 90 fuhren wir zwei nach Rumänien, eine Tournee für Onkel Erlo im Juni vorzubereiten.
And in May of 1990, Gohans and Uncle Fanny went together on a tour preparing the road for Reverend Stegen.
May 1990, Uncle Fanny nami sahamba, sihamba sambele indawo, silungisa indlela, silungiselela ukuba mfundisi.
Ich habe viele Lektionen gelernt, so wie Estelle 4. Ich könnte unzählige aufzählen, was ich von diesem Freund gelernt habe.
I learned and understood many lectures. As Estelle was mentioning 4 points here, I can mention over 10 points what I learned.
Ngafunda izifundo eziningi ngayibamba kuyena njengoba uEstelle kadeshwe ezine ngingabala zedlule eshumi.
Wir kamen in Rumänien nach Mitternacht an.
We arrived in Romania and it was past midnight.
Safike Romania sekudlule phakathi kwamabili.
Das Auto war schmutzig von oben bis unten.
The car was filthy from top to bottom.
Imoto yethu ibingcoli xathuka kusuka phansi kuze kuyophuma phezulu.
Am Morgen, ich denke es war 6:30, dann dachte ich, wer ist im Hof?
The next morning, it was about 6:30, I was wondering who is in our yard.
Ngakusasa ekuseni, ngabo past 6 ekuseni, ngamangala ukuthi ubani lo osegcekeni lethu.
Fernie hat das Auto gewaschen und geputzt.
Uncle Fanny washed and cleaned the car.
Uncle Fanny besevukile wayigeza wayihlanza kahle leyo moto.
Und er war älter wie ich.
And he was older than I.
Ubemdala kunami.
Die Lektion habe ich nicht wieder vergessen.
I didn't forget that lecture ever again.
Leso sifunda ngaze ngisikhohle.
Ja. Vielleicht noch eine Erinnerung. 1988, da war ich noch Pfarrer in Mogelsberg, da wo der quasi Zabanto Choir auch einmal gewesen ist.
And another memory, in 1988, I was still the pastor there in Mogelsberg, and I think, and the choir also, quasi Zabanto Choir was also there once.
Ja, kumbule sinye isigameko ngo 1988.
Ich fragte Ferni, ich lade dich ein, kommst du mal in meiner reformierten Kirche predigen?
And I asked Uncle Fanny, I said, would you come to my reformed church once and preach?
Ngase ngimcela Uncle Fanny ukuthi ungafika nebandleni lethu lamadathu uzoshumayela na.
Heute muss ich lachen. Ich ging zu ihm und sagte, du Ferni, es ist die reformierte Kirche. Ich kannte ihn ja, wenn er geschossen hat, dann dachtest du, es ist Napoleon.
And I laugh about it now. But I went to him and said, you know, it's the Dutch Reformed Church. And I know that when he would preach, it was as if Napoleon had shot.
Manje ke ngiyahleka ngalokho esengikuzwile, kodwa ngesikhathi eshumayela ngisebandleni lamadatshi, bengimazi mina uma eshumayela kwangathi uNapoleon useqhumisa isibhamu.
Vielleicht musst du ein bisschen verpacken, dass die Menschen das annehmen können.
Maybe you must take the word and bake it a bit so that the people will accept it.
Mhlambe kufanele ulithathe izwi uthi ukulifaka kuAlvin lithi ukufudumala ukuze abantu balizwe, balimukele.
Ich glaube, es wäre besser gewesen, ich hätte das nicht gesagt.
I think it would have been better if I hadn't said so.
Cabanga ukuthi kwakuzoba ngcono kube angishongo lawo mazwi kuyena.
Ich glaube, er hat die größte Kanone gewählt.
I think he chose the biggest cannon.
Cabanga ukuthi ngokusho njalo wasekhetha yena umbhayimbhayi omkhulu ukuthi adubule ngakho.
Er hat die ganze Gemeinde so aufgewühlt, so aufgerüttelt.
He shook up that whole congregation.
Walinyakazisa, walizamazamisa lonke lelo bandla.
Es war eine große Opposition.
Oh, and what a great opposition.
Nun, beim letzten Dienst hat Ferne sich verabschiedet, dort vor der Gemeinde.
At the last service, as Uncle Fanny was saying his goodbye at that congregation,
Ich erinnere mich, als wäre es noch heute oder gestern gewesen.
I remember as if it was yesterday.
Er sagte, liebe Gemeinde, ich danke Ihnen für alle Freundlichkeit und ich danke Ihnen auch für alle Feindschaft.
He said to the congregation, thank you very much. I thank you for all your friendship, but I also thank you for all your opposition.
Wathi ebandleni bazalwane ngiyanibonga nonke ngendlela enobungane eningiphathe ngayo kodwa nangendlela futhi enimelane ngayo na.
Und da ist das Wort, das Christine du mir gegeben hast, das zweite Wort, das passte wirklich zu Ferni. Er predigte zur Zeit und zur Unzeit, ob die Menschen es wollten oder nicht wollten, ob es den Menschen passte oder nicht passte. Ferni predigte.
And this also goes with the second word that Tante Christine gave me. Uncle Fanny would preach, whether it was time, whether it wasn't the time, whether it was the season or not the season, whatever was, Uncle Fanny would preach the gospel.
Manje lokhu kuhambisana namazwi umama kaJackie anginikeze wona ukuthi u-Uncle Fanny ubelishumayela ivangeli kuyisikhathi noma kungesona abantu belivuma noma beliphika.
Und einmal haben ein paar französische Kinder gesagt, komm, wir spielen Ferni.
And then there were some French children and they said, now let us play as if we are Uncle Fanny.
Manje emva kwalokho kwasekuhlangana iingane zama-French zathi ozana ke sidlale, sidlale ukuba u-Uncle Fanny.
Und dann haben sich die Kinder hingesetzt und einer stand auf, alles Kinder, und stellte sich hin. Nun spielten sie Ferni. Dann fängt das Kind von vorne an. Péché, péché, péché. Sünde, Sünde, Sünde.
And as the children were there, one of the children stood up. And all they said was, sin, sin, sin.
Manje ke, lezi ingane, zonke bekuyingane, ezinye ihleli phansi, enye yasukuma yama, yathi isono, isono, isono.
Das war die Botschaft von Ferni. Die Botschaft der Erweckung. Die Botschaft, die er bei den Zulu-Brüdern, Geschwistern, bei Onkel Erlo gehört hat, die hat er in ganz Europa weitergepredigt.
And that was Uncle Fanny. The gospel that he received from Reverend Stegen, from the Zulus, is the gospel he took and proclaimed in all Europe.
U-Uncle Fanny ke ube njalo, leli ivangeli ayelimukele kubamfundisi nakumaZulu, walithatha walishumayela e-Europe.
Lasst mich bitte heute wie ein Rumäner reden. Die Rumäner sind verwandt mit den Franzosen, ist ein lateinisches Volk.
Allow me to speak like a Romanian today. The Romanians and the French are together. It's a Latin language.
Manje ke ningivumeleke ngikhulume njengomRomania la igama elithi Romania noma amaRomania ahlangene nama French kuyigama lobulatini.
Als Onkel Martin die Mission und die Erweckung verlassen hat, er war ein guter Freund von Ferni.
When Uncle Martin forsook the revival and the church, he was a great friend of Uncle Fanny.
Isikhathi uUncle Martin eshiya imvuselelo nevangeli, ubekade umngane omkhulu kaUncle Fanny.
Als Onkel Günther, das war ein sehr enger Freund von Ferni. Ferni war der Vizepräsident von Sechselberg. Als der sich trennte, Ferni blieb der Erweckung treu. Er war selber erweckt. Und weckte uns, die ganzen Westeuropäer, auf mit dieser Botschaft.
And when Uncle Günther also left, Uncle Fanny, who was the vice president of Sachsenberg, also he continued to preach this gospel and continued to proclaim the word in Europe.
Isikhathi futhi uUncle Günther eshiya ivangeli, uUncle Fanny ubeyisekela likaMongameli eZuckersberg, washumayela, waqhubeka, waliqinisa ivangeli.
Und als der große Abfall kam,
and when the big split, the parting came,
nangesikhathi kuhlukana ibandla, lokho kwenzeka okukhulu,
Der Herr hat es schon zugelassen, dass er schon einen Schlaganfall hatte, als der große Abfall kam.
The Lord had already worked. At that time already he had had a stroke, and that was, thereafter was the big split.
Ngoba ngaleso sikhathi ubeseke wahlaselwa isifo sohlangothi emva kwaloko kwasekuqhamuka ukuhlukana.
Und da war das Wort ihm kostbar. Lass dir an meiner Gnade genügen, denn meine Kraft ist in den Schwachen mächtig.
And that is where that word stayed with him. May my grace be sufficient in you, because my grace is made big in your weakness.
Lawo mazwi ke ayisehlala kuyena ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi umusa wami mawuhlale kuwe, umusa wami ukwanele ngoba nginamandla kuwe mawubuthakathaka.
Wisst ihr, wie oft Ferne die Frage gestellt hat, warum trennten sich die europäischen Brüder von Onkel Erlo und von der Erweckung? Warum?
Only you knew how often Uncle Fanny asked the question, why did the Europeans part from Reverend Steg, and why did they part from the revival?
Inina ke nazi ukuthi kukangaki uUncle Fanny buza lo mbuzo ukuthi kwenzeka yini, kwenzeka kanjani ukuthi iEurope nalabo abahlubuka bashiye ivangeli, bashiye imvuselelo, bashiye ubamfundisi.
Er sagte oft, ich verstehe es nicht.
Often he would say, I do not understand it.
Ubevamile njalo ukusho ukuthi angiqondi ngempela lento.
Europa, Frankreich, diese beiden Gottesmänner, Onkel Erlo und Ferny, haben uns aus dem Schlaf geweckt.
Europe, France, these two men of God, Reverend Stegen and Uncle Ferny, they shook us out of our sleep.
EUrope, eFrance, lamadoda amabili kaNkuluNkulu asinyakazisa kulezi ndawo asebenza kuthini.
Wir nannten uns alle bekehrt damals.
At that time, all of us said we were converted.
Ngaleso sikhathi sonke sathi siphendukile.
Aber waren unglücklich mit dieser Art Bekehrung.
But were unhappy with the manner in which you need to be converted.
Kodwa into ebingasijabulisa indlela ebekudinga ukuthi siphenduke ngayo.
Aber dann kam diese Predigt, dieses Feuer, diese Erweckung, und wir haben es doch mit beiden Händen gepackt.
And then this gospel, the revival came, and we grabbed hold of it with both hands.
Kodwa mase kufika imvuselelo, kufika leli evangeli salimukela ngezandla zombili.
Europa, Frankreich, denk dran.
Europe, France, think and remember that.
Europe, France, kumbulani, cabangisisani nikhumbule lezo insuku.
Ich möchte noch ein Wort lesen, das Gott mir aufs Herz gelegt hat, im Lukas Evangelium Kapitel 23, Vers 25.
A word that the Lord has put on my heart in Luke 23, 24.
Kapitel 23, Vers 25.
So Luke 23, Vers 25.
Elake sifunde ivangeli ngokaLuka isahluko samashumi amabili nantathu, ivesi lamashumi amabili nanhlanu.
Sie ließen den los, der Aufruhr, Mord gebracht hatte, weil sie den wollten. Aber Jesus übergab er ihrem Willen.
He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will.
Wayesemkhulula owayefakwe etilongweni ngenxa yesiyalu yalu nokubulala. Ababemcela kepha wamnikela uJesu kubo njengokuthanda kwabo.
Wir lesen den Vers noch einmal anders übersetzt.
Now let us read this verse in another translation.
Asilfundeke leli vesi kwelinye humusho.
der keine Ruhe bringen konnte, keinen Frieden bringen konnte, den ließen sie frei.
To the one who could not bring freedom and peace, they are the one, that is the one they let loose.
Lo obengalethi inkululeko, obengabakhululi, uya bamkhululayo.
Der geistlichen Tod brachte, kein Leben, den ließen sie frei.
The one who brought spiritual death, that is the one they set free.
Lo obebabulala ngokomoya, uyena bamkhululayo.
Aber Jesus ließ ihnen, dass sie tun konnten mit ihm, was sie wollten.
But the Lord Jesus allowed them to do what they wanted to him.
Gott in Christus Jesus.
Sie gaben Jesus in ihre Hand. Sie durften machen mit Jesus, was sie wollten.
They gave Jesus over into their hands and they could do what they wanted to with him.
Kodwa inkosi uJesu yanikelwe ezandleni zabo bona benza lokho ababefuna ukwenza ngayo.
Geschwister, Jesus ist uns überlassen. Sozusagen.
Brethren, so to say, the Lord has been given over to us.
Bazalwane ngamanye amazwi inkosi inikelwe kithi isezandleni zethu.
Wir sind vollkommen frei, dass wir mit ihm unseren Willen tun oder dass wir von ganzem Herzen seinen Willen tun.
It is freely for us to decide whether we do with what we do with Jesus what we will or whether we fully do his will.
Manje kukithi ukuthi sinqume ukuthi senze esikuthandayo ngoJesu noma sivumela yena enze intando yakhe kithi.
Du bist vollkommen frei. Bekehrt sein, weiterspielen oder echte Frucht der Bekehrung bringen.
And you are free to live. Either one who says they're converted and live as you will, or be converted and that your fruit show true repentance.
Unenkululeko yokuzikhethela ukuthi uzophila kanjani, wenza okuthandayo, uthi uphendukile, wenza into oyithandayo, noma uphenduke, uphile impilo ekhombisa izithelo zokuphenduka.
Und wir Christen in Europa, wir haben die echten Früchte der Bekehrung hier durch Onkel Erlo unter den Zulu-Geschwistern gesehen mit unseren Augen.
And to our friends in Europe, we experienced and could see true repentance and the fruit thereof through Reverend Stegen and through our African brethren.
Thina nabazalwane bethu le Europe sakwazi ukubona sizwe uphenduka kweqiniso kwangempela kuba umfundisi nakwabantsundu ayihamba nabo.
Und dieses Evangelium, das wollen wir von ganzem Herzen weitergeben und weitertragen.
And this is the gospel we want to bring forth and continue to bring in all strength.
Yilo leli vangele sifuna ukuthi silishumayele siliqhubhe sihambe nalo siye phambili.
Erlaubt mir diese Frage zu stellen.
Allow me to ask this question.
Ivumeleni ngibuze lo mbuzo.
Christen in Europa.
Christians in Europe.
MaKristu ase Europe.
Seid ihr blind?
Are you blind?
Ngaba nibone emehlweni?
Seht ihr nicht mehr klar?
Can you not see clearly?
Anboni nikahle hle?
Eure Jugend verweltlicht.
Your youth is in the world.
Abasha benu basezweni.
Die Welt kommt in die Gemeinden.
The world is coming into the congregations.
Izwe selingene chiqe emabandleni.
Seht ihr es nicht?
Can you not see that?
Anikuboni lokho na?
Jeremia muss das wohl im Voraus gesehen haben, als klagt in den Klagelieder Kapitel 4.
Jeremiah must have seen that Is it Ecclesiastes?
Die Klagelieder.
In Lamentations, where he says, where he could already see this coming.
UJeremia kuyacaca ukuthi wayesekubonile lokhu encwadini yesililo la ekhuluma khona ngayo lento ayibonisa.
Ach weh! So fängt es an. Ach weh!
Where it says, oh, woe!
La kuthiwa khona maye.
Wie ist das reine Gold dunkel geworden?
How has this purified gold become dark?
Wakuba liguqule kuquwe kanjani leli golide licwengekile laphupha na ligwale kanjani?
Wie sind die kostbaren Steine, die einmal den Tempel bildeten? Wie sind die kostbaren Steine auf allen Straßen der Welt zu finden?
The precious gems that were used to put on the wall of the temple, how are they now spread across all the world for everyone to step on?
Amagugu akade setshenziswa efakwa odongeni lwethempeli asesaphazweke yonke indawo egcekeni yonke indawo emhlabeni izwe liyawanyathela.
Und dann sagen wir aber noch, wir glauben an Jesus.
And then we still say, we believe in Jesus.
Nokho sisathi sikholelwa inkosi uJesu.
Aber machen mit Jesus so wie wir es wollen.
But we do with Jesus as we want to do with him.
Nokho sibe senza esikuthandayo ngoJesu na.
Das hat Abraham nicht getan.
Abraham did not do that.
Abraham akenzanga kanjalo.
Er ist der Vater aller Gläubigen.
He is the father of all believers.
Yena nguyise wabo bonke abakholwayo.
Wenn du sagst, du glaubst an Jesus, dann musst du sicher machen, dass Abraham dein Vater ist, weil du den gleichen Glauben hast wie er.
If you say that you believe in Jesus, then Abraham needs to be your father because he is the father of all believers.
Umake uthi ukholwa inkosi uJesu, Abraham akudinga abe uyihlo ngoba yena uyise wabo bonke abakholwayo.
Können wir sehen uns ganz kurz den Glauben Abrahams an.
Let us shortly look at the faith of Abraham.
Ake sibuke kafishane nje ukholwa kaAbraham.
Abraham sollte seinen Sohn opfern.
Abraham had to sacrifice his son.
Abraham akwadinga ukuthi anikele ngendodana yakhe.
Er hat ein Leben lang auf diesen Sohn gewartet und für ihn gebetet.
For a lifetime he had prayed and had waited for the son.
Lendodana beyikhulekele iminyaka elindele.
Und nun kommt Gott und sagt Abraham, opfere ihn auf dem Berg, den ich dir zeigen werde.
And God came to him and said, Abraham, you sacrifice your son on the mountain that I will show you.
Wafika uNkulunkulu wathi Abraham, nikele ngendodana yakho entabeni engizakukhombisa yona.
Früh am Morgen stand Abraham auf, nahm Isaac, zwei Diener und er ging 3 Tage und 2 Nächte bis zum Berge Moria.
Early that morning, Abraham, together with his son Isaac and 2 servants, they traveled for 3 days and 2 nights to that mountain Moriah.
Ngakusasa uAbraham nendodana yakhe nengcekwe imbili bahamba ubusuku obuthathu.
Drei Tage hatte Abraham Zeit nachzudenken.
For 3 days, Abraham had time to consider.
3 Tage und 2 Nächte war Abraham unterwegs, seinen Sohn zu opfern. Da hatte er Zeit zu zweifeln.
For 3 days and 2 nights he was on the road where he would go and sacrifice his son. He had time to consider. He had time to doubt.
insuku ezintathu nobusuku obubili ube nesikhathi sokucabanga nesikhathi sokungabaza ngoba ubeyonikela ngendodana yakhe.
Und Gottes Wort lässt uns sogar Einblick haben in die Gedankenwelt Abrahams in diesen drei Tagen.
And God's word even allows us a chance to see and experience the thoughts that Abraham had during that time.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu lize lisimbulele lisikhombise imicabango ayenayo u-Abraham kulezi insuku ezintathu.
Im Hebräer Kapitel 11, das Kapitel des Glaubens, da sagt Gottes Wort über Abrahams Gedanken in diesen drei Tagen.
In Hebrews 11, we read in God's word what Abraham thought in these 3 days.
Encwadini yamaHebheru isahluko seshumi nomuvo siyafunda ukuthi uNkulunkulu wabona ukuthi u-Abraham ucabangani kulezi insuku ebonga uNkulunkulu.
Dort steht es, Abraham dachte, Gott kann auch von den Toten erwecken.
And we read there that Abraham thought that God is even able to raise from the dead.
Siyakufunda la ukuthi u-Abraham wayecabanga ethi uNkulunkulu unamandla okumvusa u-Isaka ngisho ekufeni.
Luther übersetzt, Abraham dachte darüber nach. Das waren die einzigen Gedanken, die Abraham 3 Tage und 2 Nächte hatte. Er sollte ja seinen Sohn opfern. Er hatte nur einen Gedanken. Gott kann meinen Sohn erwecken.
And Luther writes that for 3 days, this was the only thought in Abraham's mind, that the Lord is able to raise Isaac once again.
Uluthele uyabhala athi izinsuku ezintathu ilomcabango obugijima emqondweni kaAbraham ukuthi uNkulunkulu unamandla oyivusa indodana yakhe.
Eine andere Übersetzung sagt, Abraham hat aufgezählt. Er hat alle die Worte sich erinnert und aufgezählt, die Gott ihm gegeben hatte.
Another translation says that Abraham took all the words that the Lord had given him, and those were the words that he was thinking about.
Kwelinye ihumusho kuthiwa u-Abraham wathatha wonke amazwi uNkulunkulu amnike wona, kwayilamazwi aloke wetshisa.
Er dachte wahrscheinlich dran, dass Gott gesagt hat, Abraham, geh mal hinaus und zähl die Sterne. So groß sollen deine Nachkommen sein. Deine Abraham.
And if you think of the word that God gave Abraham and took him outside and said, look at the stars. Your descendants will be more than these. And that is the thoughts that were going on in his mind.
Mawucabanga amazwi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathi u-Abraham aphumela phandle ubuka inkanyezi esibhakabhakeni, wayesethi inzalo yakho iyoba ngangenkanyezi. Ileyo umcabango ebigijima emqondweni ka-Abraham.
Abraham hat wahrscheinlich auch sich erinnert, dass Gott gesagt hat, durch Isaac will ich das tun.
And Abraham also most probably remembered this word where God said, through Isaac, that is how I will accomplish it.
Futhi u-Abraham kungenzeka ukuthi ubekhumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathi uzokwenza lokhu ngayo Isaac.
Das waren die Gedanken Abrahams unterwegs nach Moria.
Those were Abraham's thoughts on his way to Mount Moriah.
Ile umcabango u-Abraham abenayo ebheke Moria.
Abraham glaubte dem Herrn und das wurde ihm zur Gerechtigkeit gerechnet.
Abraham acknowledged and believed the Lord, and that was counted as righteousness towards him.
Abraham wakholwa uNkulunkulu kwabalelwa kuye kwaba ukulunga.
Und was ist der Glaube heute in der Endzeit geworden?
And what has the faith become now in these last days?
Manje ukholwa sekuyini na kulezi insuku zokugcina?
Als wir in Europa die Botschaft der Erweckung bekamen, glaubten wir ihr. Wir nahmen sie an und hielten sie fest.
When we in Europe received this gospel, the revival gospel, we accepted it.
Tine Europe ngesikhathi simukela lombiko emvuselelo siwuzwa sawumukela.
Wir nahmen diesen Weg mit großer Freude an.
We took this road on with great joy.
Sangena kulendlela ngentokozo.
Denn wir waren satt und müde, uns bekehrt zu nennen und keine Früchte zu haben.
Because we were sick and tired of calling ourselves converted, and yet the life did not show it.
Ngoba besesikhathele ukuzibiza ngabaphendukile kodwa impilo yethu ingakukhombi lokho.
Das predigte uns Onkel Erlo und Ferni, so oft wir ihn hörten. Haben wir's vergessen?
That was the message that Reverend Stegen and Uncle Fanny brought to us every time they preached. Have we forgotten it?
Ilombi kuba mfundisi no Uncle Fanny abebesilethela wona njalo mabeshumayela sesukhohliwe na.
Wir glaubten in Europa diesen beiden Männern, Onkel Erlo und Ferny.
In Europe, we believed these two men, Reverend Stegen and Uncle Fanny.
Tine Europe sawakholwa lamadoda amabili uba umfundisi no Uncle Fanny.
Und dann kamen Schwierigkeiten.
And then difficulties came.
Bafika umzimba.
Dann wurden unsere Kinder groß.
Our children grew up.
Zakhula ingane zethu.
Dann wurden wir auch groß.
And then we also grew up.
Nathi sababakhulu.
Wir machten uns groß.
We made ourselves great.
Und nun plötzlich meinten wir, wir wissen es auch.
And then suddenly we said, well, we also know it.
Und luden die beiden Männer Gottes aus.
And then we excluded the two men of God.
Beide.
Both of them.
Und Onkel Ferny sagte immer wieder, ich verstehe nicht, warum die europäischen Geschwister sich von der Erweckung getrennt haben. Ich verstehe es nicht.
And Uncle Ferny would say, oh, he doesn't understand why the European brethren, why they have parted from their revival.
Njalo Uncle Fanny ubethi akaqonda ukuthi kwenzeke kanjani ukuthi abazalwane base-Europe basuke emvuselelweni.
War es wegen Isaac?
Was it because of Isaac?
Mhlambe kwakungenxa ka-Isaka?
War es die Angst vor Verfolgung?
Was it the fear of being persecuted?
Ngabe ukwesaba ukuzingelwa?
Dass unser eigener Name einen schlechten Ruf bekommt?
That our name or that we get a bad name?
Noma mhlamba kwesabela ukuthi sizoba negama elibi?
Wegen dem Namen Kwasi Sabantu und wegen dem Namen Erlo Stegen?
Because of the name Kwasi Sabantu, because of the name Reverend Stegen?
Ngenxa mhlamba yegama elithi Kwasi Sabantu negama lika bamfundisi Stegen.
Bitte erlaubt mir so zu reden, ich bin Europäer.
Please allow me to speak like this. I am European.
Und es tut weh, wenn man so viele Brüder hatte. Und ich verstehe es auch nicht, wie fern es nicht verstanden hat, dass man dieser Erweckung den Rücken kehren konnte. Ich verstehe es nicht.
It hurts me. We had so many brethren, so many brothers. I say like Uncle Fanny, I do not understand it.
Ngivumeleni ngikhulume njengomuntu wase-Europe. Besinabazalwana abaningi ebengakhuluma ngabo kanje njengo-Uncle Fanny nabo ebengakhuluma ngabo kodwa baphi.
Als die Trennung begann, bekam ich ein E-Mail von einem No-Name.
And where they had turned their back on the gospel. And after the split happened, I got an email from a No-Name.
Emva kokuba sebeflathele ivangeli basuka bahlubuka ngathola i-email evela kumuntu ongenalo igama.
Hans, trenn dich so schnell wie möglich von Kwasi Sabantu und von Erlo Stegen, sonst wirst du in große Schwierigkeiten geraten.
Well, they addressed it to Uncle Hans and said, oh, part as quickly as you can from Reverend Stegen and from Kwasi Sabantu, otherwise you will face lots of persecution.
Iti imeli ive izakimithi suka hlukana ziqhelanise nokwasi zabantu nomfundisi uStekeni ngokusheshsha ngale kwalokho uzobhekana nokuzingela okukhulu.
Ich weiß bis heute nicht, wer dieser No-Name war.
Till today, I don't know who that No-Name was.
Kuze kube namhlanje angiyazi leyo email eyivela kumuntu ongazibhala igama ukuthi ngempela kwakuba.
Aber seht ihr, sie taten mit Jesus nach ihrem Willen. Sie taten mit Jesus, so wie sie es wollten.
Do you understand? They did with Jesus according to their will, according to the way they wanted to.
Niyaqonda lokhu na benza kuJesu ngokuthanda kwabo, ngokwentando yabo.
Wir taten das in Europa mit Onkel Erlo und mit Fernie.
In Europe, it was done with Reverend Stegen and with Uncle Fanny.
Hey, Europe, bakwenza nabo ngobamfundisi nango Uncle Fanny.
Da erinnert man sich an das Wort des Apostels Paulus aus Galater 3, Vers 1. Da heißt es: O ihr Unverständigen, und ich füge hinzu: O ihr Unverständigen Europäer, wer hat euch denn bezaubert?
In Galatians
3, verse 1,
it says, O you, your minds that have been blinded.
Wer hat euch bezaubert?
Oh, who has bewitched you to make you think in this way?
Incwadini kwabase Galatia kuthiwa niloyo ubani na ubani onenza ukuba nicabange ngale ndlela esenicabanga ngayo.
Abraham glaubte Gott.
Abraham believed God.
Mit seinem Sohn und ohne seinen Sohn.
With his son and without his son.
Abraham wakholwa uNkulunkulu enendodana yakhe noma ingekho.
Bereit nicht vieles zu opfern. Alles zu opfern.
Be prepared not to sacrifice much, but to sacrifice everything.
Kulungele ukuthi ungabi nje ozonikela okuningi, kodwa kulungele ukunikela ngakho konke.
Und keine anderen Gedanken zulassen, als nur was Gott geheißen hat.
And do not allow any other thoughts other than those thoughts which have come from the Lord's mouth.
Ungavumeli futhi noma ngabe imiphi imicabango ngaphandle kwale phume emloyeni kaNkuluNkulu.
Und als Abraham zum Berge Moria kam und dort angekommen ist,
and when Abraham arrived at the mountain Moriah,
skatu Abraham esefika entabeni yase Moria.
Hört gut zu, was der Mann festgehalten hat an dem, was er vom Herrn bekommen hatte.
Now take note, listen to what the man of God held on to, that which he had received from God.
Manje ke qaphela lokhu, lalela ukuthi indoda kaNkuluNkulu ibibambelele kuphi ebikuthole uNkulunkulu.
Sagte zu seinen Knechten, bleibt hier, wartet hier, ich und mein Knabe, mein Sohn, wir werden da oben hingehen zu opfern. Achtung! Und dann sagte er, und dann wollen wir, nicht ich alleine werde zurückkommen, dann wollen wir wieder zu euch kommen.
Now listen to what he said. He said, you servants, you wait here. I will go together with my son. And we will go up to go and sacrifice. And then we will return to you.
Manje uthi kuAbraham encekwini zakhe, hlalani la, mina nendodana nami sikhuphuke siyonikela, sizobuya size kini.
So fest glaubte Abraham den Worten, die Gott ihm gegeben hatte.
That is how Abraham clung and believed the words that God had given him.
Kungaleyo ndlela uAbraham anamathela wakholwa ngayo amazwi ayewanika uNkulunkulu.
Ich lass meinen Sohn da hinten, auch wenn sterben sollte, ich weiß, wird ihn auferwecken.
I will take my son and I will leave him, but I know that the Lord will raise him up again.
Ngizoyithatha indodana yami nginikele, kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi iNkosi izoyivusa.
Oh, dieses Wort der Erweckung.
Oh, the word, the gospel of a revival.
Lazelali hle lamnandi ivangeli lemvuselelo.
Die ersten Christen hatten auch Erweckung.
The first Christians also had revival.
Ibandla laqala nalo layithola imvuselelo.
Und wurden dafür grausam verfolgt.
Oh, and they were terribly persecuted for it.
Lahlushwa futhi lazingelwa kabhlungu ngenxa yalokho.
Aber sie waren bereit, auch ihr Leben zu lassen. Sie waren bereit, alles zu verlieren, nur dieses erweckliche Wort nicht zu verlieren.
They were willing to lose everything. They were willing to lose their life so that this word which quickens and gives life, that they would not lose it.
Babezimisele ukulahlekelwa yikho konke, balahlekelwa inoma ngabe yini, ukuze lelizwi eliphilisayo elilethe ukuphila elivuselelayo libaphilise.
Hätten die ersten Christen vor lauter Furcht, Furcht der Verfolgung, Furcht alles zu verlieren, hätten die ersten Christen dieses Wort der Erweckung beiseite getan und ein allgemeines Christentum, ein formelles Christentum weitergegeben, wir wären heute keine Christen.
If the first Christians had out of fear left this revival gospel and had just had a gospel which had no life, and if they had done it like that, we today would not have received the gospel.
Uma ibandla laqala laseqaleni layishiya imvuselelo, layilahla imvuselelo ngenxa yokwesabela ukuzingelwa, thina amaKristu ngaba sinalo ivangeli manje.
Ich danke Gott für Onkel Erlo, ich danke Gott für meinen lieben Freund Ferni, dass sie uns dieses Wort gebracht haben.
I thank God for Reverend Stegen. I thank God for my dear friend Uncle Fanny, that they brought us this gospel.
Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba umfundisi, ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu nangomngane wami omkhulu Uncle Fanny ukuthi basilethela leli evangeli.
Und ich möchte mir sagen, ich möchte euch Europäer sagen, die ihr gekommen seid, und ich möchte ganz Europa sagen,
I want to say this to myself. I want to say it to you Europeans who came and to the whole of Europe.
Ngithanda ukusho lamazwi ngiwabhekise kimi uqobo, ngiwabhekise kwabaseYurophu abafikile abala nalabo abagcwele emhlabeni wonke.
Gott hatte verheißen, dass dieses Feuer von Afrika zurück nach Europa kommt.
The Lord had determined that this fire that was in Africa had to return back to Europe.
UNkulunkulu wakuhlela wayimisela ukuthi lo mlila uthungele awokhele eAfrika ubebhetheke ubuyele emuve eEurope.
Das hat der Gottesmann Louis Harms gesagt.
That is what a servant of God Louis Harms said.
Ilokho kwashiwo incekwa uNkulunkulu Louis Harms.
Wenn wir dieses Wort der Erweckung, wenn wir das nicht wieder annehmen, Europa ist jetzt schon dunkel. Es wird finster werden. Das Licht geht aus.
If we do not accept this word of revival, this gospel, if we look at Europe, it's already dark. It will become pitch black.
Uma singalamukeli lelizwi lemvuselelo, lombiko wemvuselelo, iEurope isivele isimnyama, isazoba mnyama kakhulu.
Ich möchte euch Zulu-Geschwister von meinem ganzen Herzen danken, dass ihr dieses Wort an beispielhaft angenommen habt und dass wir durch euch die Früchte dieser Erweckung sehen durften. Ich danke euch von meinem ganzen Herzen.
And to my Zulu-Brethren, friends, I thank you out of the depth of my heart that you have taken this gospel. And it is a gospel that is evident to see. The fruit is evident that you have accepted it and that you live it out.
Kubazalwane bami abantsundu, ngithanda ukuthi ngithi ngiyabonga indlela enilimukele ngayo leli livangeli, nilimukele futhi kuyabonakala izithelo, uyabonakala umsebenzi wakho walo, ngikusho lokhu kusuka enhlizweni.
Und ich bete für meine Brüder in Europa.
And I pray for my brothers and sisters in Europe.
Ikhulekela bazalwane bami abase Europe.
Auch die, die sich haben schlecht beeinflussen lassen und diese Erweckung liegen gelassen haben.
And to those who have allowed themselves to be infiltrated, that they have left this gospel.
Nakulabo abavumela umoya omubungene kubona balishiye le
evangelium. Brüder, kommt zurück zu diesem Evangelium.
Brethren, come back. Come back to this gospel.
Mzalwane buya, buyela kule evangelium.
Ferne blieb diesem Evangelium treu bis zum Schluss.
Uncle Fanny remained faithful to this gospel till the end.
Uncle Fanny yena uhlale wathembeka kule evangelium kwaze kwasegcineni.
Christine, ich danke dir noch einmal für all die Jahre, wo du deinem Mann beigestanden bist. Es ging manchmal durch schwere Zeiten. Du bist zu ihm gestanden bis zum letzten Tag. Gott segne dich dafür.
And once again, Tante Christine, I would like to thank you. You have stood by your husband. Yes, there were difficult times, but till the end you remained with him. May the Lord bless you for that.
Pinde futhi kumama waka Jekyll ngithi ngiyabonga indlela ome ngayo wamsekela umyeni wakho. Yebo bezikhona ikhathe ezinzima kodwa wamsekela kwaze kwasegcinile.
Und euch vier Kinder von Ferne und Christine, ich danke euch für all die Jahre, wo ihr zu Mama und zu Papa gestanden seid, zu diesem Evangelium der Erweckung.
And to Uncle Fanny's four children, thank you for the years in which you have stood by your father and your mother with this gospel, this revival gospel.
Nasenganeni zabo ezine ngithi ngiyabonga indlela enibasekele ngayo abazali benu nama nabo kuzo kulo lelivangeli kuwo lombiko wemvuselelo.
Folgt den Fußstapfen eures Vaters und eures Großvaters nach.
Follow in the footsteps of your father and of your grandfather.
Landelane ezinyathelweni zikababa wenu nasenyathelweni zikamkhulu wenu.
Uncle Hans, thank you. Danke.
Siyabonga kakhulu kubaba Khole.
God, imagine the courage the Lord had to give you to give such a word.
Yamangalisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu akuphe lamazwi namandla.
That's what we need.
Yilokho esikudingayo.
Over the last months, we've received so many blessings.
Enyangeni ezedlule sithole izibusiso eziningi.
That I'm coming to the difficult part of the funeral.
Ngalokho sengiza engxenyeni ethanda ukuba nzinyana.
To say thank you.
Ukuthi ngibonge.
One can't name everyone.
Nokho-ke umuntu ngeke abalula wonke umuntu.
First of all, foremost, thank the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okokuqala okuphezu kwakho konke, ngiyayibonga iNkosi uJesu Kristu.
It's hard to believe that 1 year ago that we would be here 1 year ago. If we think back 1 year ago, could have never imagined standing here, being here.
Ma umuntu cabanga esikhathini esingangonyaka esedlule, angizange ucabange ukuthi umuntu uzobemela.
But I want to thank you all, you who are living here on this place.
Futhi ngithanda ukunibonga nonke nina eniphila la kule ndawo.
You have welcomed us. You have welcomed Baba and Mama.
Nasamukela thina nemukela no Baba no Mama.
And we've experienced so much love, care, support.
Sibonile uthando nokusekelwa nokunakekelwa.
And I want to thank the leadership of this work here, of the mission.
Ngithanda ukubonga ubuholi balo msebenzi la mission.
And it's easier to, for me to speak after what Uncle Hans said.
Nokho akulula kimi ukuba ngikhulume emva kuba esekhulume kanje uUncle Hans.
Because some of those people are hated. Some of those people I want to thank, I hated.
Oh, ngoba abanye balaba bantu engizoba balula bayazondwa.
But the fruits show life.
Kodwa ke izithelo zikhombisa ukuphila.
So thank you to Aunt Umkhulu.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu kuAunt Umkhulu.
Thank you Aunt Eunice.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu kuAunt Eunice.
Thank you Baba Dube.
Siyabonga kuBaba Dube.
And all the co-workers of this work.
Nazo zonke isebenzi kulomsebenzi.
We have remained faithful despite the storms and the winds.
Nimile nethembeka noma kukhona izivunguvungu nemimoya.
And all those co-workers, you co-workers here of this work.
Nakunina nonke zisebenzi enikulomsebenzi.
The Stegen family.
Umndeni waka Stegen.
Despite all the opposition, you've remained faithful and you've lived, you've showed fruits.
Noma ngabe bekukhona ukuzondwa nokumelana nobutha obumelene nani kodwa naphila nakhombisa ithelo.
Thank you to those who have helped.
Sibonge nakulabo futhi abalekelelile.
Maybe you've given something to us, to our family, to papa, to mama.
Kumbe kukhona okuthize enisinike khona njengomndeni, ubaba nomama, kubaba nomama.
Some have lent material, medical material.
Kuningi enisinike khona kunokumsiza emzimbeni njenge mithi yobudokotela.
Some have come and sung for papa and for the family.
Abanye bafikile ngaphambi komfihlo becula bemculela ubaba nomama.
I know so many have prayed.
Ngiyazi ukuthi baningi abebekhuleka.
How many times was I stopped and then people would tell me, "We praying for you."
Kaningi kangakanani ngimiswa nje umuntu endleleni athi siyanikhulekela.
Maybe you've brought something, you've brought food, letter.
Mhlawumbe ulethile okuthize okuwukudla nokunye okunjalo.
We also want to thank those who came all the way from Europe, from France.
Ngithanda ukubabonga kakhulu bonke laba bafikile beqhamuka eEurope na baqhamuka France.
From the family, from the friends.
Mndeni nehlobo.
And I can't forget also the medical staff.
Angikwazi ukulibala ilaba bebebalekelela ngokobudokotela, bemlekelela ngobudokotela.
Those who stood by Papa 24/7.
Labo abebeseduze bemi nobaba ubusuku nemini.
May be the doctors.
Kungaba odokotela.
The physio.
Abebemsiza ngokumelula.
Even those who came sometimes at night to relief and help us in the middle of the night.
Nalaba bebefika mhlambe phakathi nobusuku beze bethu kusiphumuza.
And maybe they're not listening, but I also want to thank the hospital staff.
Mhlambe ke abalalele kodwa ngiyathanda ukubabonga kakhulu abasesibhedlela.
We were so blessed, and Mama can testify how often we were blessed by the South African staff.
Sibusiseke kakhulu kumbe nomama futhi angafakaza ngalokho, sibusiseke kakhulu ngabala iSouth Africa abebemsiza.
And what love or care they have.
Ngothando nokunakekela abebenakho.
There's still humanity, or there's still care, yeah, tenderness, or I don't know what word I should use, but compared to sometimes people treat you like you're a number.
Kakhulu kunakekela kwabo bekhombisa nobuntu ngoba kwesinye isikhathi umunye umuntu uyakusiza kodwa ubuntu ubona ukuthi abukho.
And I also want to thank you, to thank the family, our close family and the wider family.
Ngibonga kakhulu nasemndenini ngobuningi bawo ngokusabalala kwa umndeni.
Who have supported us over the last through messages, WhatsApp calls, and all kinds of
support.
And just a small, how do you say, eye blink to end, was a small humor from God. I want to thank Home Affairs.
Ngifisa ukubonga abakwa Home Affairs umnyango wezangaphakathi.
God used them for this to happen.
UNkulunkulu usebenzise bona abakwa Home Affairs abawandaba zabantu ukuza kwenzeke lokhu.
And my first reaction last year was why?
Onyaka nodlule ngaba nombuzo.
Why? Why is this happening? And why is, you know, visa application not working?
Ukuthi ngani yini lokhu kwenzeke, yini kungenzeki kanje indaba yezama ukuhlela indaba ukuthi sithole ivisa.
And God used even the difficulties.
UNkulunkulu usebenzisa ngisho nobunzima ubulukhuni.
So that His will be accomplished.
Ukuthi intando yakhe yenziwe.
And thank you for allowing our Father to lay and to rest on this soil, on this continent.
Siyabonga kakhulu nokuthi nivumele ukuthi ubaba wethu alale kulelizwekazi laseAfrika, kulomhlabathi wala eAfrika.
Nami ngiyabonga.
I am also thankful.
Empeleni umalume lo.
Actually, this is my uncle.
Umama kamakoti wamkhulisa umalume. Washiwa uma wakhe wamthatha wamkhulisa ekhaya.
The mother.
Siseduze naye.
The mother of my wife took him and cared for him and made him to grow. We are so close.
Lass mich etwas noch auf Deutsch sagen. Wir haben vieles auf Deutsch heute gehört. Ob es dir gepasst hat oder nicht, Gott streckt seine Hand aus. Du hast gehört, Baba Duba hat gesagt, Onkel Fanny, greif die Hand. Und dann hat sein Gesicht geleuchtet. Nun, ich sehe, Gott streckt die Hand aus. Und sagt, liebe Geschwister, hört ihr die Botschaft? Nicht das Widerstehen. Hör Gott, wenn er, wir haben gehört, hör Gott, was er zu dir sagt, nicht was Menschen sagen. Hör, was Gott sagt. Und ich glaube, heute, Onkel Hans, wir danken dir, dass der liebe Gott dich gebraucht hat. Der Herr streckt seine Hand aus. Du, der bereit bist, komm, nimm meine Hand, komm zurück, Gott wird dir helfen. Und wir schätzen das. Und ich freue mich, dass es einer aus Rumänien gesagt hat. Dies ist Gottes Zeit. Ich hoffe, ihr seht das Schreiben an der Wand. Gott redet zu uns. Hier holte sich einen Mann, und er konnte nicht wieder weg, weil Gott ihn hier haben wollte. Da ist Onkel Klaus, hä? Onkel Klaus, wunderlich. Gott hat ihn geholt. Er konnte auch nicht weg. Zwei Männer, wenn er 2 Stunden auf demselben Ort, ist das nicht Gottes Reden? Ist das nicht Gott, der sagt, Geschwister, meine Kinder, kommt doch zurück? Seht ihr das nicht? Gut, that's for the Germans. But I hope it fits your shoe also.
It's
so easy to listen to people when they talk, and it's so easy to be overwhelmed by what they say. But stop. Be overwhelmed what God says to you.
Kulula ukuthi umuntu athatheke abe uthathekile mayezo abantu bekhuluma abakhulumayo.
Kwenele ngizoqala phansi. Ay ngithinteka ngithandabi lutshumayelo. Ay ngithanda kabi. Okay, asenja kanje na. Let's do it this way. Now we go down to the cemetery.
So this is where I guess here ematuneni.
For you that know, it's here back of the auditorium. There's a road that goes down. Then you go to your left. Follow the road. It'll bring you to the cemetery.
Umgwaqo wehla nje khona la. Mawuthi kwehla kancane bese ujikele sanile sokunxele uqonde wehle uqonde ezantsi uqonda ematuneni lo.
That's where the cemetery is. You are all welcome.
Nonke namukelekile ukuthi nehle niye khona.
And we'd appreciate if you can come.
Sizothokoza kakhulu manifika.
Then also for refreshments and food.
Maqondane nokudla nokuphuzwayo.
Friends and family and the co-workers, they'll go to Reverend Stegan's house.
Umndeni nabasondelene nomndeni neyisebenzi bazoya endlini kababa umfundisi.
All the rest, there's some wonderful food. I've heard, they told me the menu. I said, wow, that's I would also eat here in the hall or here in the main eating hall. Nonke menyiwe. Ningahambi ningathola. Kumnandi kabi ukudla ngikuzwile nje ngathi ha. Sesidla kamnandi kangaka la kwasiza abantu.
Abanye ke bonke bazoya la e dining hall yethu bazodla khona. Ngenhlanhla ke bangitshelile nokuthi kudlwani bangibalela konke ngabondi. Hey, uzodlwa kamnandi.
Sibonga kakhulu ukufika kweni, ukuhlonipha kwenu. Asizane. Unkulunkulu asigcine.
Thank you very much.
Sigcina ukuthi silungiselela kumhlangabezwe uNkulunkulu.
Thank you very much for your help and support. May the Lord keep us. May he keep us till we meet him.
Ngisengizocela ke, I'm going to ask the son-in-law Gerald to come and close in prayer.
Sesocela kumkhwenyana wendodakazi ka
Uncle Fanny. You're going to come and interpret for him. Please. We're so happy that they could come. And may God be with them and bless the children and children's children that you keep to this which your father left you.
Sithokoze kakhulu ngokufika kwabo ukuthi beze sengathi ningagcina ke lokhu ubaba wenu anifundise khona.
Nous voulons prier.
Let's pray.
Asikhuleke.
Seigneur Jésus, alors que nos pères dans la foi, ces hommes de Dieu fidèles disparaissent du pays.
Lord Jesus, as our fathers are disappearing, are they passing away?
Nkosi Jesu, njengoba obaba bethu besithela behamba.
Fais-nous la grâce de marcher dans leurs pas.
Grant us grace to walk in their footsteps.
Siphe umusa ukuba sihambe ezinyathelweni zabo.
Garde nos fidèles, quel que soit le prix à payer.
Keep us faithful, whatever the price.
Sigcine sathembekile noma ngabe kusibiza ntoni.
Merci parce que ici à Cisabantou nous avons appris comment marcher devant toi avec des mains pures.
Thank you that here at this place Cisabantou we've learned how we should walk with pure hands.
Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi kulendawo kwaSizabantu sifundile ukuhamba ngezandla ezihlanzekileyo.
Seigneur, merci pour ta fidélité toutes ces années dans notre famille.
Thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness in our family throughout all those years.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngokwethembeka emndenini wethu yonke leminyaka.
Et nous voulons dire oui, Seigneur, nous voulons suivre tes voies.
And Lord, we want to say yes, Lord, we want to walk in your ways.
Sithanda ukuvuma Nkosi sithi yebo siyathanda ukuhamba ezinyawo ngendlela yakho.
Amen.
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 Maybe those that will help us carry the coffin out they can come forward.
Sabengeza laba bazosibambela ibhokisi.